Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Perry Police Chief Eric Vaughn. First of all, Chief, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me on again.
So we have a lot to talk about because there's been a lot going on, especially involving police recently. And the main thing that I want to ask you about today is about the police reform bill that was recently passed this weekend, in fact, by the Iowa legislature. I just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on that piece of legislation and how it might affect your department specifically.
Yeah. Well, I definitely think there's some good things in there. You know, part of it has to do with some additional training that will be required of us yearly. Also, the ban on chokeholds. I think that's a good thing. Interestingly enough, that's something that we were never taught, at least while I was in training at the academy. And speaking to the other officers in my department, was never taught either. But I think it's nice to have it out there to kind of ban that. I don't know any event where that would be a useful thing, you know, unless it's, you know, a matter of life and death and there's nothing else available to you to protect yourself, I guess. But some of the stuff like the de-escalation training that it speaks of, we've had some trainings in that over the past couple of years, not only de-escalation training, but also a technique called verbal judo, which is kind of the same thing on the matter how to talk to someone and maybe de-escalate that through not only what you say to people, but how you communicate with them during a crisis situation that you may be dealing with them. So, you know, those things are all good things that are coming through. One of the things that, you know, always concerns me is, we do these legislations and hopefully that money is there provided to the academy to provide that adequate training and get the trainers and quickly get them trained so they can push that out to all the departments too.
For sure. Now, would you say in general that you agree with why this legislation was passed, you know, given everything that's happened up in Minneapolis recently?
Yeah. You know, all those things are good things and all things we've been working on, I think, to try to reform a little bit about the way that we do our jobs. And I'm hoping that a lot of this is stuff that, like I said, we're already trying to do and we're already in the process of doing. I think this is a little different circumstances, and unfortunately there was an event that triggered, you know, this legislation, but it's definitely stuff that we should be doing anyway without the legislation.
Absolutely. Now, kind of in that same vein of everything going on a national stage, there's been protests here in Iowa for the Black Lives Matter movement. I don't believe there's been any locally here, but what's your thoughts on people getting out there and protesting for equal treatment?
You know, that's something, I mean, it's part of our heritage, I think, and part of our culture, that's part of the way that we try to instigate change in our government or in our policies within departments or whatever, or socially even. So I think that's one of those things that it's almost kind of an American thing to do. Like you said, we haven't had any protests here in Perry. If something like that were planned, I hope that someone would reach out to us so we could do it, you know, and help organize it, so to speak, or at least be aware of what's going on so we can make sure those people have a safe place to do that where, you know, if they're going to be in an area or on a street, that we provide some traffic control and that type of thing so we don't have disruptions or someone getting injured accidentally by a car driving down a road that, you know, someone might be. So that would be my best advice, I guess. You know, if somebody wants to do that, encourage them, give us a call and we'll work through that. We just want to make sure that those are peaceful protests and we don't have some of the damage and violence they've had in other places, because I don't know that that's an effective tool for either one of us to get our point across or to get change occurring.
All right. Now let's refocus on some more local topics, and I wanted to start by reminding everyone that, in fact, there is a big holiday coming up here, even though it may not seem like it. That's 4th of July, and actually there's been some fireworks stands I've seen out in the county recently, and so talk a little bit about the rules for fireworks use in the city of Perry.
Absolutely. Yeah, so those fireworks are legally being sold now throughout the state, but we just want to remind people of what the regulations are here in Perry, because we've already received some complaints and we've heard them. I know I've heard them being outside, but this is just kind of a reminder to our citizens that by city ordinance, fireworks are only permitted to be discharged on July 4th from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. So outside of that time period, no one can light them off unless they had a permit, which would have to go through city council, and there's some kind of hoops you have to jump through there with insurance and that kind of thing. And those are usually for larger displays that we see. And just a reminder, that if you're shooting off fireworks during the 4th, it needs to be on your property. If you're on another person's property, you have to have permission from that person. You cannot use them in a public place, so like in a park or a baseball diamond or even the area between your sidewalk and the curb is a public right-of-way, so make sure you're not lighting them off in those areas or a parking lot, of course, unless you have permission from the owner. People under 18 are not allowed to use fireworks within the city limits either. Also, you need to make sure that you're being safe, and by being safe, you want to make sure that you haven't had too much to be drinking or any other drugs to light off those fireworks. It's just kind of a safety thing more than anything. The other thing I would say is one of the things that the council really pushed for was to try to make kind of safe areas and quiet areas within town, especially around the hospitals and senior centers. So if you live within 200 yards of the Dallas County Hospital or any of the care facilities, you are not supposed to be discharging fireworks at all, even on the 4th of July during that time period.
All right, good info there. And if people are aware of their neighbors shooting off fireworks when they're not supposed to be, you encourage them to contact your office, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. Give us a call, we'll come out and speak with them, and if necessary, write them a citation or file a charge against. Actually, it's a simple misdemeanor. It's punishable by a minimum of $250 fine. So the fine could go up almost to $1,000 with a simple misdemeanor. But yeah, give us a call, we'll come out, usually speak to that person, and if necessary, we'll file a charge against them, and they will be fined in that way.
All right. A couple more things I want to ask you about today. Your department, like everything else in the city, was affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, but you've kind of started to slowly reopen services at the police department, correct?
Yes. I mean, we did limit some of the things that we usually do during that period, and as things around the state have been opening up, we've been opening up some of our services too. Probably two of the biggest things that we've started doing are we do vehicle inspections. So vehicles that have been purchased from auctions generally and that people are fixing up that we consider generally a salvaged vehicle or a rebuilt vehicle, we do inspections for those, and so we're starting to do those again. We are limiting the officers to so many, 4 a day per officer, just so make sure we don't get overwhelmed, those officers, and they have the ability to do the rest of their duties during the day. And then we're also doing fingerprints. So we do fingerprints for the public. We do charge $10 per card for that service, but we do that for a variety of different professions and licensing, from nurses to teachers to people in the finance world, that kind of thing. So, yeah, we're back open in that business. Our lobby has always been open. Of course, we've been trying to limit the exposure to officers. So we've tried to been doing a lot more things over the phone than face-to-face if we can. And we're still trying to do that as much as we can, but we're definitely getting out there more than we were, I guess.
Absolutely. One last thing I want to ask you about today is you're actually hiring another officer currently. So talk a little bit about that opening and what people can do if they're interested in applying.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, we just opened up the hiring process here just about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. So if you're interested, what we need you to do is either drop off or mail in a resume and a cover letter along with an application from the city of Perry. That information's on our Facebook page as well as the city's website. So you can fill that in, either email it or drop it off. It's probably going to be the best way. But the deadline is this Friday on the 19th. So we need to get those in as soon as possible. So kind of how that process goes, so we receive applications and resumes, and from that we create a list, and then we do physical agility and what we call a POST test, which is a police officer standardized test, which is kind of a basic skills test, much like you'd see in the high school. Test your proficiency in grammar and mathematics and spelling and that type of thing. But yeah, it's a good process, and we have one opening right now, so we're hoping to fill that in the next few weeks. It takes a little bit of time with some of the hoops we have to jump through, but hopefully by mid to late July, we hope to be filling that position.
All right. Well, Perry Police Chief Eric Vaughn, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
You know, everybody's out and about. Please remember just to drive safe during the summer. There's a lot of traffic, and it's starting to pick up definitely around town and throughout the state. Also, just, you know, be aware and be cautious that there's been a lot of work done on First Street, Highway 144 there. The state is milling that off and working on repaving that, and actually we'll be changing over to a three-lane system there. So drive a little cautiously until that construction work gets out of there, and then just be aware that there's going to be some changes, and pay attention to the markings so we don't have any issues changing over to that three-lane system.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Chief, and for all the information. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Eric Vaughn. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sirwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.